can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
To the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, I'm going to hand this back off to Tim and Rick. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm almost finished here. So the question that a lot of people who are involved in the silver industry are asking is, when the Basel III Accord takes place, when it takes effect in a couple of weeks, what will occur with the price of the physical metals? That is to say, the requirements for these institutions who run imaginary gold and silver back and forth to manipulate right. The price of the actual metal, their responsibility changes, and they have to actually have more of it in their possession now, whether or not, I don't know
what,
why.
What is it, 10% now? Is it going to 10%
Lord,
or higher? I don't remember. That's why I'm asking.
No, I don't either, because it's been like a year since they came up with this, more than a year since they came up with this agreement, and I have forgotten the terms. I do know that that's not the only thing that changed. The architecture bank, the banks now count gold as a zero risk asset, meaning that they can borrow against it to 100% of its value. So, but we'll see. The overarching underlying idea is that If they have a hard time manipulating metal, they wouldn't do it as much, and the price would have to rise. I agree it has to.
You know, if they're going to be forced to hold physical, then, you know, we know the supply is hurting already. So, yeah, I think they're going to be in trouble.
I think
already have it are going to make a few shekels.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I'm thinking they've been loading up on this for a year, that they've been doing this ever since. I'm sure that the banks, they went to DEFCON 4 when that agreement was reached. So I'm sure that they have been handily manipulating silver and collecting it and stashing it for a year, maybe more, maybe 18 months. But we'll see what will happen. There's, of course, one side of me that says hope something will happen. There's another side that says nothing ever happens. You know, the corrupt just keep going,
right.
You know. And then the little guy is always the guy who gets hurt. There is something I should be remiss and irresponsible if I didn't mention, is a year or two ago, I was mentioning a recipe for potting mix, which is not working out very well. Yes, well, it's not working out very well. It works, but it's not. It's far from ideal. And the deal is that it's primarily peat moss. The problem with this is that it's really Canadian sphagnum, and I'm not sure you would actually call it peat moss.
You wouldn't. Sphagnum's different than peat moss.
Yeah, sphagnum moss. So you know, what we have here is a difference in the fertility. I think somebody said you haven't been able to get real peat moss since, like, I don't know, 1990 or something. But in any case, the point is there is another mix which works very well, and you'll find it at Hollis and Nancy's homestead. But what it is equal parts of peat moss, black cow, which is a bag of cow manure, horse manure.
Yeah.
That's why they call it black cow, yeah. And potting soil. So you can go get Stay Green or Miracle-Gro potting soil, any of that. Equal parts of those three, and that has the nutrients in there that that is, what should I say, I would say recommended or advantageous for things like seed starting and potting. I've had some trouble using peat moss, vermiculite, and perlite, in that I'm getting collapse of, like, you would use it as a flat to plant seeds, and then you get good germination, there's no doubt about that. But then, you know, 2 weeks to 4 weeks later, the flat collapses on you. And that is because at some point, I mean, God puts enough nutrient in that seed to get it off to a start. But
right.
The sphagnum moss itself does not have in it inherently what it would take to keep the thing going. You can use NPK. You can use a liquid fertilizer, although that is super duper tricky with 2 week old plants.
It is really easy.
Yeah, it does, and I've had that happen too. So I would say, you know, in my opinion, what I've been doing, and this is just the easiest way to deal with it, is go ahead and it's not as economical as doing it the way that I was doing it, but your success rate goes way up, which once again is part of the economic picture here. You don't want to keep planting flats and stuff, waiting 2 weeks and then having them collapse, because that puts you back 2 weeks. So now you got a problem.
Right.
Now you got a time problem. So you're better off doing it this way with some black cow and some potting soil and some peat moss. Then you get the nutrients, you get the you get your seedlings up and going, and it gives you a chance to, without using liquid fertilizers, to get them out into the field where they can grow properly. So I wanted to kind of correct that. If you just can't remember what I'm talking about, you go to YouTube and go to Hollis and Nancy's homestead and look at his little video about making his own potting soil. And you can get that recipe, but it's just equal parts of potting soil, black cow, and peat moss. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I am going to go plant zinnias. Would you like me to do a prayer,
please,
or how do you feel about this?
No, do a prayer. God knows I need them.
Shall we? All right. This is for Tim and the rest of you. Holy Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all of the other evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you, Rick. That
yes,
is
and stay
quite
down there. We said so.
And comforting.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you in a while.
All right, Rick. Thank you. I appreciate your time, buddy.
No, that's okay. I'm going to go get heat stroke. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks. We're going to, the lines are open. Give us a call. If there's a little bit of delay in me answering you, I apologize. I don't have Skype available. Sam's offered to cut in on the line and let me know when we have a caller. And for some reason, I guess I'm just tired. I'm still having a blank on our phone number, but you guys know it anyway. Yeah, Sam can read it if he wants to. But anyway, folks, give us a call. We'll talk about pretty much anything you want to. I am not very up on the week's news, but hey, fill me in. I can use the help. Anyway, we are continuing on our trip. I had to stop at a rest area. We are continuing on our trip. According to our handy-dandy thing on the phone, we got about 70 miles to go in total. So we're not far. Okay, folks, like I said, give us a call. I don't have much to talk about. We'll talk about pretty much whatever you want to. Unfortunately, Lori can't talk on the phone and drive at the same time, or we'd be having a conversation. But as usual, things in the world continue to spin wobbly out of control, seem to go from one crisis to another. Got done with the Palestinian-Israeli thing a couple of weeks ago, and that pretty much did what we expected. You got something to say, Larry? Oh, yeah. Big thank you from Lori and I to Governor Parsons in Missouri. Signed that bill, keeping us safe from federal regulations on firearms. I haven't read into it yet, everything, but if I understand correctly, there's even criminal penalties for people trying to enforce federal mandates on citizens of the state of Missouri. And all law enforcement in Missouri is prohibited from helping the feds with any of that. Now, I don't know, like I said, I have not read the bill. All I know is he signed it. I don't know what the final form is. I read it, you know, two or three revisions back and loved it. So we'll see what this new one is. But it ought to be great. All right, let's see. What else is going on, Lori? BTS got another big hit. That's her favorite music group. And anyway, they are pretty good. Let's see, what else is going on that I remember? Vice President Ayers there went down to some banana republic. I think it was, it wasn't El Salvador. Anyway, maybe it was. But basically got told, go home. They didn't care what she had to say. People were holding up signs that said Trump won. You know, she did not get the welcome she wanted. Apparently, even Univision kind of slammed her a little bit. She lost her temper with one of those reporters twice, I think. So things continue to progress for the progressives, I guess. Of course, I call them what they are, communists. Anybody wants to argue that point on me, bring it on. Anyway, that's all that I really know is going on. Like I said, we've been on vacation. I tried to look at the news where I had a chance. Lori had a phone problem and used my phone most of the time, so I really didn't get to look at it. So that's all we know. See, what else have I learned? People are getting up in arms about these charter, or not charter schools, these schools that are, I got a call. All right, I didn't hear who you said it was, Sam, but put them on.
Hey, my name's Andy. Yep, Andy in Texas.
Hey, Andy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. I just want to talk about what's going on here. We got the endgame playing out right now.
Yes, we do.
We got this jab going on. It's just so wonderful for people that everybody has, they're all lining up to get it, except for they're not.
Go ahead, Andy.
Well, then people have to be bribed to take this thing. So if this is such a wonderful shot, why are we not lining up?
Well, I heard that, and I meant to bring this up, in Germany, I don't know if it was yesterday or night before, you know, time zones, but Germany has banned basically teenagers, you know, kids from 15 to 24 from getting this shot because it's doing damage to their heart. They're getting myocarditis, and all that means is inflammation of the heart. I've had it before. It ain't no fun. But then again, you know, I'm pushing 60, so I'm supposed to get it. Teenagers ain't supposed to get it.
It's amazing, so, though, how many kids have kind of dropped over from this. But even more amazingly, they're going after the black population. I live in a black neighborhood here in Texas.
Right.
And most everybody that I hang out with has got the jab. And they are shedding because I'm getting rashes behind my ears and stuff I've never had before. And that's from hanging out with these people.
Well, yeah. Well, they said in their official, I think it was Pfizer, you know, even mentioned this problem before they started giving the shot somewhere deep down in their papers. I didn't read it myself. I was told about it. Say that's true.
Well, look at the Moderna shot. Just take the name in itself. Mode, M-O-D-E, RNA.
Yeah.
Moderna.
Right.
So this is movable RNA that's going to take over your DNA and suppress your immune system. And next thing you know, you shed proteins. And those are the proteins that cause this virus. So they're actually shooting us up with a virus they told us existed, but doesn't really exist. But now that they're giving us the vaccine, it does exist.
Right. Exactly. You're exactly right.
So, I mean, and then the people who are dying from this COVID jab, they're being put down as COVID. Well, hey, this guy got the vaccine, but he still died from COVID. Not the vaccine. It was COVID. So we're being duped.
The Brits or the Europeans in general are being much more honest about this crap than the U.S. is. You know, right on the BBC, when they read the daily deaths, they don't say this person died of COVID. They say this person died within 28 days of being diagnosed with COVID. Nowhere does it say they died of it. You know, so I at least they're honest, unlike this country.
Well, what else is going on over there in the European nations? It's not being shown on TV. These people are rising up. They have no weapons, but they're rising up. They're rallying. They're telling people, no, you're not doing this to us.
Not saying about Germany. They're having big protests.
Absolutely, but there's a consensus. They put a consensus out there. The only arms country in the world, will they stand up? That would be us. And the consensus is 70% of the people that were polled for that poll said that no, we wouldn't. We would fall just like everybody else. We'd give up our guns. We'd walk away and let these guys do what they want to us. The problem here is that nobody has more authority over your body than you. Nobody has any more right to be on this planet than you do. So nobody can tell you what to do. And so people need to get that in their heads. As long as we understand that we got as much right to be here as anybody else, then we should stand for whatever it takes. And even if it kills us, who cares? We're going to die anyway. We need to stand for something.
Myself, and I use myself when I'm talking to people as an example on many things. But, you know, I've got one thing to live for besides my family. And that's freedom. That's the only thing I've got left. You know, I will make a public statement right here and now. I will fight to the death over freedom. Do I think I'll win?
Exactly.
No. But do I think I'll take some of them with me? Yes.
Well, I do believe I'll win. I'll win whatever little battle I have to fight until it kills me. But at least I'm fighting for freedom from the get-go. From here to there, I'm fighting for freedom. So, I mean, that's about all we can do.
Andy, why don't you hang on?
Stand
as far as I know, we have no other callers waiting. And we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show on Republic Broadcasting on this a Saturday, the 12th day of June. Right now we're talking in Andy in Texas, who I'm going to let wrap us his thoughts, and then we're going to go to Mike in Florida. Okay, go ahead, Andy.
Oh, okay, so one of two things is happening here. Either they plagiarized the Bible and they're making revelations come to power, come to for real here, or this is really revelations. I mean, somehow, some way, it doesn't feel like revelations. I don't feel like we're in a spiritual battle. I really feel like there's a bunch of humans trying to kill a bunch of other humans. Much more humans than they are.
Way,
these guys,
that is a spiritual battle, if you think about it. That in itself is a spiritual battle. Good against evil.
Well, that's true. You're absolutely right. That is true. But either way you look at it, I mean, what do we got to lose? I mean, let's just pretend like it's revelations and this is the end of the end of the era, and let's fight our butts off to not let it happen. I think God helps those who help themselves. And if we just sit here and do absolutely nothing and let them do this to us, I don't think God's going to help us at all in this. The only thing we got to look forward to is whether or not we go to heaven or hell, if that's the point, if that's where we go after this. That's the thing that's always had me, confused is I have no reason for being here other than using the Bible to get me there. You know what I'm saying? And so we're all kind of just stuck on this little planet together. We don't even know. Death might be life for all we know. We might be dead right now. This could be dead. So anyway, I'll let you go with that. I know you got other callers.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, next we go to, I believe it was Mike in Florida. Jimmy in Florida. My fault.
Good morning, Tim, Laurie, and Rick.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Okay,
Tim,
I'm
just wanted to relay you a memo.
Me.
How you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Just wanted
good.
To give you a memo, a message to call John. He was asking about you on Friday's show.
Okay. What'd you need to know, buddy?
No, that's it. Just to give you that information. Thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy your trip in Florida.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely doing that. Got to spend a week with my son and his family and my wife, my granddaughter, down in, Cape Coral. And beautiful
great.
Place, but way too many people. Weather was fantastic. I couldn't ask for more. Fishing kind of sucked, though. We got some trout and all, though. We did good. Where are you at in Florida?
We're here by Lake Toho, which is bass fishing, where all the tournament, they do it every year here.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm not exactly sure where that is. I pretty much, when I grew up here, I lived on the East Coast,
Florida?
Brevard and Volusia County. Yeah. All right,
yeah,
buddy.
We're in
anything else?
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we go to our caller in Arizona,
Mike,
I believe it is. Good morning, Mike. You there?
Yes, Tim, I'm here. Earlier in the broadcast, Rick was talking about cryptocurrency, and it took a big hit this last week. Maybe a reason behind that. The FBI had a sting, and it was called Trojan Shield. A couple of years ago, somebody had built up some Android-type phones, but it had a special encrypted type of device in it, an app that you could only talk to other phones in that network. And
okay.
I guess after they found him guilty and charged him with, working with drug trafficking organizations, I guess he decided to switch sides and started working for the FBI. And they developed this other, it's A-N-O-M, Anom, and
okay.
they distributed these telephones all the way around the world. Eventually, there were like 13,000 people using these phones, and they were all initially distributed to high-ranking mob bosses, and they thought that because it was working so well, they were talking open and freely about their plans about drug shipments and killing people, et cetera. And I really haven't heard a whole lot of people talk about it. It's one of those that came and went. But just earlier this week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, I heard it on one news outlet, a local AM radio station, and they mentioned it. But the operation, the police raided 16 different nations. More than 800 suspects were arrested, and more than 32 tons of drugs, including cocaine, cannabis, amphetamine, and methamphetamine, were seized, along with luxury cars. And the number, I see two different ones. One says it was $148 million in cash and cryptocurrency. So I wonder if that might have been what Rick was talking about something had happened and the cryptocurrency market went down. I'm sure that there was some problems with that. But, it was
I'm
just kind of...
I'm assuming the feds would have sold that crypto at face value. I don't think they would have invested. So if they dumped $148 billion on the market all at once, yes, that would have depressed it tremendously.
Right.
You know, and it also depends on what kind of cryptos. My guess is mostly Bitcoin. Now, on some of the altcoins, like some of the stuff I own, like Theta, it's recovered very nicely, and it's still recovering. And, you know, so the thing is with cryptos, folks, don't invest what you can't afford to lose. You know, that's the bottom line. It's like a casino. It really is. And here's our break.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show on Republic Broadcasting, folks. Today is Saturday, the 12th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2021. Right now, we're speaking with Mike in Arizona, and we're having a good conversation. Okay, Mike, proceed with your thoughts, sir.
Okay. Some of the stuff that was going on, because the narcotic smugglers in South America, they were using a banana distributor, an Ecuadorian tuna company, to smuggle the narcotics to Asia and Europe, in part by bribing the port officials. And this is the statements by U.S. authorities in the court documents. Belgian authorities seized 1,523 kilograms of cocaine bound for Antwerp based on the leads from monitoring the Anon messages, and hollowed out pineapples and refrigerated fish were used to conceal the contraband. Now, one user, he boasted about the ability to move drugs internationally using French diplomatic pouches, the envelopes or packages that the diplomats are authorized to bring in and out of foreign countries without being searched under the rules of international diplomacy. Yeah. Now,
that doesn't surprise me.
Right. The now it's because of all these things have come out. There's a lot of high-level public corruption cases are being initiated as the result of that. And it also had a lot to do with shaking the confidence of the entire industry, because the FBI is willing and able to enter the space and monitor their messages. So it's kind of interesting. I mean, this happened all Sweden, Antwerp, Serbia. It was a massive worldwide deal. So, you know, I know the FBI is a bunch of rotten turds, I'll admit that, but it appears to me that at least there's some of them out there that haven't swallowed the wrong color pill, and they're actually out there willing and able to do something about that. So I haven't heard anybody on RBN talk about it, so I just figured I'd pass on that little tidbit.
But nowhere near as extensively as you're talking about. You know, my question is, you know, how many of the CIA subsidiaries, or the subsidiaries of the CIA, I guess I should say, were in on this to get rid of their competition?
Could be. DEA, too. You know, I'm not going to say that as hasn't, you know, Mel Gibson made that movie years ago called Air America, and there's been other whistleblower cases recently of about Obama administration and Fast and Furious, where we were sending drug or guns south and the Sinaloa cartel was sending drugs up. But I'm not really sure that, as some people imply, that somehow it's top to bottom run by the CIA. I think that in the past, maybe there was help there that's been well documented.
I know there was in the early 90s. I know for a fact there was.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know that for as well as I know I'm alive right now, I know that was happening. And a lot of it was not at the border. You know, take Mena, Arkansas, for example. You know, there were places in Florida where, I guess that is considered close to the border, but there were places where I'm at right now in Florida that had, you know, landing strips that there'd be two planes an hour coming in.
Yep.
And mostly those old DC-3s. So, you know, I know it happened. I don't know if it's happening now.
No. I understand that. I think that maybe at the beginning of it, there was a lot of help, we'll say, from some of these three-letter organizations, but a lot of these other deals have gone rogue, like the CJNG or something, and I don't see any help from anybody. These guys are just out there wanting to, willing to, they got what? Presence in 23 of Mexico's 32 states, and they're well established here in the United States from the West Coast to the East Coast and a lot of points in
between.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, the thing is, a lot of people want to think, because they don't live on the southwest border in California, Arizona, New Mexico, or Texas, that this just doesn't have anything to do with them. It's like, that's a border thing, I don't care. But what happens is when whether it's the people or the drugs or the violence that comes in here to the United States that's associated with this, and then once they can make it up through, say, Arizona up to I-40 and Flagstaff, Route 66, and then a lot of this stuff goes on up to Chicago as the loads are being broken down into smaller and smaller increments. And then when they get up to Chicago, because of the hub of the city and all the highways coming in and out of there and all the rail hubs, then as it gets broken down, these packages of drugs, to smaller groups down to the street-level distributors. So when we hear about so many people getting shot in Chicago on the weekend and all this, and the lefties, the gun grabbers, always try to refer to this as gun crime, but it actually is directly related to the cartels. And these people are competing for lucrative street corners to distribute the drugs. So if you live in Chicago or Detroit or Washington, D.C., or heck, I don't know, Seattle, Washington, and you think that you live far, far away from the southwest border and that has nothing to do with you, you're sadly mistaken, because this is a serious threat to the United States. And, you know, I'll touch on some of these other things, but it's and there's a lot of drug cartels. There's some of the people, the up-and-comers, like the MS-13, that are basically just gangs and provide security, or the 18th Street Gang or something like that, or the Knights Templar, that used to be fairly large and powerful, but because of competition and people or their leaders getting killed off. But I'm kind of talking about the big ones, like the Sinaloa cartel, the CJNG, and maybe the Gulf cartel, or the cartel de Noreste, that it's easy for the government of the United States to call these people drug trafficking organizations, DTOs. And this is really a misnomer, because if we just want to call them criminals, then we think that the police will be able to handle it. And, you know, as a classic example, look down in Mexico when these people like the Sinaloa or the CJNG go into an area, they kill the governor, they kill the mayors, they kill the representatives, they burn down polling places, they kill the teachers, they kill the chiefs of police, and they go in and take over and set up their own nation within a nation, a state within a state. And so then, therefore, they would be more accurately referred to as insurgent groups, because once they've gone in and killed all the quote-unquote government competition, then they set up their own judges, their own security, their own this, their own land and everything. Like down in the state of Sinaloa, they've got more than 28,000 hectares. A hectare is 2.47 acres of land. They've got 28,000 hectares of land cultivated for opium, and there's nothing the government can do. That comes out somewhere between about 60 and 70,000 acres. And down in the Sierra Madre, south of El Paso, it's similar, but with a different deal. So when we hear the government of the United States or governments around the world referring to these as criminal organizations or DTOs, drug trafficking organizations, they're really selling up short, because these people, the cartels, the big ones, want to go in here and they want to have a narco state, and they would more accurately fit in the example of what we would refer to as insurgent groups and not criminals. But I thank you for your time.
You know, these guys, their tactics, not their politics, but their tactics remind me of the Khmer Rouge. And I'm sure you're old enough to remember who they were.
Yes.
You know, they went in, did the same thing, killed all the school teachers, all the politicians, you know, basically anybody with an IQ over 70, they killed. You know, literally mountains of skulls piled up. You know, and that's the same thing they did. Of course, theirs was done under the name of communism, supposedly. But, you know, it's the same tactics. You come in, you take out anybody that can stand against you, and take over. And they do it through violence.
Yep. They also did the same thing in South Vietnam with the Viet Cong. Same thing.
Yes, they
just
did.
Just
you're right.
Different country. Yeah, and you know, it's really odd, because sometimes we hear people talking about the Vietnam War and this and that and the casualties, and I understand that part. But the one thing that they're really not telling the American people, because they've been duped into thinking about all this, you know, CRT and, you know, Kumbaya and everything. But after the United States left Vietnam, after we defeated the South Vietnamese and the Viet Cong and the NVA, and they signed the peace accord and we left, then they broke that deal, and after the United States left and it all collapsed, whether it was in Cambodia with the Khmer Rouge. Go watch the movie The Killing Fields. More than 10 million people were murdered in that Southeast Asia. So when I hear people talking about, oh, the United States lost, the United States didn't lose in Vietnam. We kicked their butts fair and square, and they surrendered, and they signed a peace accord. But anyway, yes, that's a whole nother subject, Tim, for another day. I thank you very much. And just as a message out there to the people, this is bigger than the Southwest border. You're going to have to get into the fight. You're going to have to get your head into the fight. And you're going to have to lead into it. Because pretty soon, this is coming to a zip code near you.
Absolutely. Well, we do appreciate it, buddy. You call back anytime.
I will, Tim. Thank you very much, and God bless you, and be safe.
You and yours also, my friend. Okay, folks, we got time for one or two more callers if you want to give us a call. I haven't had Sam tell me there's anybody waiting. Oh, Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred. Oh, Clint. I am sorry, sir.
Hello?
Well, you're on the air, sir.
This is not Fred in Michigan. This is Glenn in Michigan. Sorry.
All right. I am sorry. I'm in a car. It's actually kind of hard for me to hear, and I do apologize. But you're on the air, sir.
No, there's no apologies. No apologies necessary. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, your last caller was really good. He should do his own show, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up three topics, and I'll keep it brief, and then get your opinion on it. One was on COVID that I don't think a lot of people captured looking at the mainstream news. But the last 4 days, it goes like this. I'm just going to read you the bullet points. In one of the largest private sector donations of its kind, the Master Foundation announced it will give $1.3 billion over the next 3 years to vaccinate 50 million people in Africa. That happened this week.
A plan for population control. What can I say?
Unbelievable, is it not? Right, but where was this in the mainstream news? It wasn't out there.
I don't know. Honestly, I have not looked at any mainstream media for almost 2 weeks now.
Well, I look at it to see the cover-ups that they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
okay.
I'm telling my callers to get me up to date. I really am.
Okay.
I was told no computer, limited cell phone use, vacation, damn it, you know.
Well, we have to, we have to gather our news one way or another to try to go through this mesh of lies and everything else. It's unbelievable.
Well, you're right. And I'm heading to my sister-in-law's house, and I will probably cuddle up with my phone by the pool tonight and catch up.
I can enjoy yourself. Oh, one other thing, what you said about Andy's comments, that complicity with our government,
yes,
and he didn't think so. I believe your assessment was 1,000% correct. It was eliminating the competition, no doubt about it.
Well, that's my thought, and I can't prove that statement. I truly can't. I have been out of being in the know for 30 years. I'm not going to lie, but I know what happened 30 years ago. Steve Bannoon, who's a friend of mine, and you might have heard him on the radio or on his own channel, Israeli News Live, he worked in one section, I worked in another. We did not know each other at the time, but we have a lot of mutual acquaintances. And the bottom line is, he and I believe, agree on this particular topic.
Well, I also concur with you and your friend, too. All right, I'll move on.
Yes.
The next one I wanted to bring up, a point of topic, was when you talked about the drought situation throughout the Southwest. There is a YouTube, I don't know how long it's going to be up there. It's called Cadillac Desert. It's a four-hour documentary from the 1900s all the way up to current modern-day times. How the the Hoover Dam was done, the Glen Canyon Dam was done, how the population growth. I mean, that L.A. basin was nothing but a desert. You'll get a big understanding what's going on about the drought there and how it's going to affect the whole United States. If you get a time, yeah, it's called Cadillac Desert. I have no affiliation with it. I watched it, and I was just amazed at the accuracy of everything that they did. It was a beautiful documentary. Check it out. Download it. It's 4 hours. They got other versions that are an hour, half hour, but get the full one and take your time and go through it.
I think I'll do that.
Cadillac.
I love that kind of stuff.
Cadillac.
I really
Desert.
Do.
You
yeah,
will
you
learn
Cadillac
so much
Desert,
of.
Desert, correct?
Yes.
All right. Do me a favor.
I have one more point.
Break.
Okay.
And we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. No time for any more callers.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show, broadcasting on Republic Broadcasting Network.
every single Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon Central Time. Right now, we are speaking to Mike in Arizona, I believe. No, we're talking to somebody in Michigan. I apologize. I get twisted up. All right, buddy, I apologize again.
Hey, it's okay. My name is not important. It's Glenn in Michigan. Last two points I made, which was the Cadillac Desert and the MasterCard Foundation donation. Back to gardening, I like to eat popcorn in winter here in the Michigan. So I had a whole bunch of popcorn seeds here, and I said to myself, I grow about an eighth of an acre garden here. And I said, I wonder if these things will sprout. So I tried to sprout about 100 of them, and I'm telling you, 90 of them sprouted. They're in my garden. They're about 6 to 7 inches tall right now. I'll let you know late August if they produce the popcorn.
I'd love to know. I'd love to know if they produce.
I couldn't believe they even sprouted.
Well, my guess if they sprouted, they'll produce, would be my guess.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'll let you know when the time comes. Other than that, you take care of your health. I enjoy your show with you and your wife and your friend.
Oh, thank you. Well, next week, we should all be back. To the best of my knowledge, we are not going to be on the road next Saturday. Today was a no-choice thing.
Are you down in Florida right now?
Yes, we are.
I lived in Sarasota for about 7 years. Loved the weather in the winter very much, but it's a little too populated for me down there.
That's our problem with it. That is exactly our problem. So, you know, what can you do? We're just going to go back to the farm and kick back and relax and work our butts off at the same time.
It sounds very good. Thank you for accepting my call. I wish you guys the best. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. You too, sir. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you for accepting my call.
We got about two minutes left. I want to ask everybody to tune in next week. Same channel. Like I said, we'll hopefully have everybody back. I got to admit, I don't mind doing a show by myself. But it sure is a lot more fun when other people are involved. So, and I'm not good at monologues. I'm really not. But when the callers call in, that just makes my day, makes it a whole lot of fun. So anyway, I'm going to wish you guys a great weekend here from sunny Florida, stuck in the perpetual Disney World traffic jam on Interstate 4. So, but anyway, we're headed up to Deltona and spend a week or so with my sister-in-law, get in the pool, maybe go fishing over at Port Canaveral, and we'll see what happens from there. And I'll give you guys a report next week as to how it went. I really want to go fishing, though. But anyway, like I said, that's about it. Now, you guys, I want you to take care of yourselves through the week. You know, pay attention. Keep your head on a swivel. You know, all that. You know, be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of what's coming. So, anyway, we're done, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.